When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of 80, sadly, Nancy Wyman passing away this week at the age of 80. And I talked about this earlier in the program because I came to Connecticut in 1998. I worked at ESPN for a couple of years, and then I worked at NBC Connecticut in sports and then in news. And when I was in news, I wasn't covering politics. I was a news anchor, and I just didn't – you know, we had Tom Monahan and for a while Doobie McDowell as well. We just – you know, it wasn't my lane. And then I left in 2007, you know, went to CNBC and then MSNBC, then went to Boston for NECN and NBC Boston. And, you know, I came back in 2019. So I was gone from 2007 to 2019. And so that really spanned a lot of, you know, the most prominent responsibilities of Nancy Wyman. You know, she was comptroller, the first woman elected comptroller, and then lieutenant governor for Daniel Malloy for two terms. I just didn't have any real direct exposure to her. So obviously her passing was a really big deal for a lot of people. And one of them is Kevin Rennie. He broke the story as the first place I saw it on Daily Ructions. Also writes a weekly column in the Hartford Current. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
You know, just general thoughts. I mean, legacy, you know, on her as a politician, as a person. You know, I've heard a lot about her four-inch heels this week, and I don't know, just wanted to give you the chance to share your thoughts.
Well, she was very effective in as a politician and as a office holder in many ways, and I hope that her effectiveness and the way that she did things. I hope that people are still doing it that way. She, I'll give you my immediate example, which was when I was elected to the legislature in 1988, Nancy was in her, she had just won her second term, and we both represented small portions of Vernon. Joe Courtney represented most of Vernon, and Nancy and I, she represented the East End, and I represented the West End. But the three of us, on issues that involved Vernon, which was a substantial town, we were a trio. We had an alliance that we kept each other informed, and we worked together. And though they were Democrats, I was a Republican, and that simply didn't enter into it. When we needed to get things done in Vernon, we got them done. And we really formed a friendship that lasted beyond being in politics in many ways. And she was also just personally compassionate. People were, if she knew someone had a problem, a member of the legislature, a constituent, someone in politics, people always knew that she was available to lend a hand. And that was one reason that she could get things done. I mean, Nancy Wyman was probably the most effective quiet operator in state politics. When she was a comptroller for 12 years, you know, an important job, but not a prominent job, not a job that makes gets a lot of attention. But she, everybody in state government knew her. If she called, they responded, and if she called, not on behalf of herself, but on behalf of someone else, she got that, whatever that problem was, whatever needed to be done, she knew how to get attention for it and to get it completed. That is a rare and often underestimated virtue in politics. And yeah. She had it. And the most important part is getting things done. But also the quiet part is important too. And she probably made more deposits in other people's favorite banks than anyone else in Connecticut politics in her era.
Yeah. I mean, you say like any number of things, sadly, that you say don't happen enough now. You know, it's just, I can tell you from just, you know, my own present day exposure to it. So we always feel loss. And, you know, with Nancy passing away at 80, you know, and John Larson losing his race at 78, it really seems to be, you know, some real turnover in our politics. We're talking with Kevin Rennie, Daily Ructions in the Hartford Current here on Brian and Company. I didn't know if you had time to reflect a little bit on the political side, on the primary side from Tuesday, especially as it relates to that first congressional district.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A enormous victory that Luke Bronin did not overstate when he said it was historic. This is the first time that a member, incumbent member of the House from Connecticut, was challenged in a primary or faced a primary, and then obviously the first time an incumbent losing in a primary. And I have to tell you that campaign schools should teach Luke Bronin's campaign for many years into the future, because he was tenacious. He was bold in setting out this challenge, and he clearly had a sense of the moment. And that, you know, once again, that is a particular talent that successful politicians have. And he, you know, he saw that it is time to pass the torch. It happened in an unsatisfactory way in the Democratic Party in 2024. We now have an 80-year-old president who is giving many signs of advanced age and the toll that it takes. And we do have to realize no one is immune to the effects of aging, and whether they are clear or whether they are subtle, they're there, and we all begin to know them. And
yep.
They can make it difficult for someone to be effective in a demanding job. And
yeah.
I also say, I'm going to say like one last thing, and that is Luke Bronin st- stuck to his campaign plan. He did not take the bait. The Larson people engaged in some very ugly tactics, and he is disciplined enough to have ignored it and continued with the plan that he thought would win the election.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody.
I mean, he didn't. He did not just win the election. He won. The voters inflicted a unbelievable rebuke to John Larson.
Well, I feel a little bad for John, and we got to run. But I don't know anyone involved in the campaign. I think it was poorly run. He wasn't accessible. His talking points were the same all the time, and they thought they could slap some sunglasses on him in a commercial and make him seem younger. He needed to engage people in a more conversational way, and he didn't. And maybe he's not capable of that. He's never been challenged. You know. Kevin, he's never had to deal with it.
That's right. Years of a free ride, and the person in office needs to realize their limits before the voters figure that out.
Yeah. Well said. I want to talk about some other stuff too, but we're flat out of time. By the way, do you think? I mean, I haven't asked this publicly to anybody, but I've had a lot of conversations about this the last couple of days. You think Bronin runs one or two times if he wins in November, and then tries for governor when Lamont's done?
I know better than to predict. I saw a clip of him on MSNBC on Wednesday, and I thought he is there. The House Democrats are going to put him out front. He may become very effective there really quickly.
Interesting. Kevin, thanks for the time, and thanks for your thoughtful words on Nancy Wyman, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.